From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Westpac, Prime Minister's favourite.
Yeah. bank profits. I mean, the latest report, right, yesterday was Westpac. And it's interesting, Mike, that for years, really, there wasn't a great deal of interest in New Zealand bank profits, although there's long been a sort of lingering sensitivity about the repatriation of the profits generated by the Aussie-owned banks back to Australia. But with these interest rates rising rapidly, and, you know, you've got the suppliers of finance now coming under the spotlight. So we had that ANZ profit. That got people interested. Now we have the turn of Westpac. And I'm seeing a lot of headlines there. Their profit is being reported as having increased by 12%, you know, shock horror. But that's not the right number to focus on, because if you exclude the sale of their life insurance business, Westpac Life, they actually had a decrease in cash earnings. And the point that I made when we were talking about the ANZ profit, Mike, was look at the net interest margin. And their net interest margin was relatively flat. It's around 200 basis points. And I said that that's the main metric, because that speaks to whether they're increasing the gap between what they pay for deposits and what they charge for lending. So that sort of metric speaks to any potential profiteering. I actually think their net interest margin might be a little bit lower than the ANZ net interest margin. Of course, this question of bank profits got political yesterday, with politicians from both sides of the spectrum sort of wading into this debate. So, Mike, I would like to respectfully make some comments. The thing is, we need a strong banking system. And the Reserve Bank of New Zealand certainly thinks so, because they're asking banks to put more capital into their New Zealand operations. So we actually need the owners of our major banks to continue to want to provide capital to their New Zealand operations. And I just think we have to accept that as part of that contract, they do need to see a return on their capital employed here. Because the danger is that if we restrict the ability of the banks to generate returns, they may be less eager to allocate capital here, because they could choose to have smaller operations here, and they could choose to deploy that capital elsewhere. And the thing is, Mike, if you don't want to see profits flowing back across the Tasman, there is a New Zealand-owned alternative. Go and bank with Kiwi Bank, and the profits will stay here. So you have choices. But I said it before, Mike, I said it when we were talking about ANZ, capital flows to where it's welcome, but it stays where it's treated well. So I think we have to be very careful about these sorts of comments.
Very well said. So the midterms, what do you reckon?
Well, you know, I'm looking across the US and they're in the middle of the midterms. And I think you've sort of talked about this before as well, Mike. It's instructive for us here in New Zealand as we build towards the 2023 general election. So what are the key issues for US voters? And there's always plenty of issues in the US, lots of special interest groups. But certainly leading into this election, that Roe versus Wade debate was looming as a key issue. And while it's incredibly important, of course, Mike, it's not actually the top issue on people's minds. The Wall Street Journal did a poll just leading into this. And what are the issues? Well, you don't really have to be that smart to figure it out. It's the economy and it's inflation. And views of the economy are not in a good place over there. According to this poll, only 19% of people in the US think the economy is headed in the right direction. That's fallen 11% since August, which sends a pretty strong signal where these midterm outcomes may fall. They tend to fall against the incumbent. So where our economy will be sitting around sort of June, July next year stands to be, I think, a critical factor in where our election is going to run.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones actually is holding up pretty well. It's up 0.66%. It's up 215 points. It's 32,620. The S&P 500 is sort of pretty flat, really. It's around. It's just hovering, but just slightly up and slightly down. But at the moment, it's down, I think, 1.3770. And the NASDAQ is down 15 points. That's about 0.14%, 10,460. The FTSE 100 lost just under 0.5% last night, closing at 7,299. The Nikkei, though, had a good day, up 1.21%, 27,527. The Shanghai Composite up just under 0.25%, 3,077. The Australasian markets both had good days yesterday. The ASX 200 up 0.6%, closing at 6,934. And the NZX 50, just over 0.5% gain, 11,290. Kiwi dollar, Mike, it's the resurgence of the Kiwi dollar against the US continues. It's the highest we've seen it for a couple of months, 0.5919 against the US, 0.9157 against the Aussie, 0.5920 euro, 0.5163 pounds, 86.79 Japanese yen, gold $1,678.24. And unfortunately, Brent crude continues to be quite strong, just under 100 bucks, $98.92.
Well, I might catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.